We have Emily Swihart, Extension Educator of Horticulture, with us today. And Emily, you had sent an email a couple of days ago, and of course it's been, people have been talking about this for a while, the cicadas. We're going to have a couple of different, like an overload of cicadas over in this part of the country here this summer. And I'm looking at it just like a total naive person going, okay, it's going to get a little loud. Yep, okay, we can handle that. But it's a lot deeper than that, isn't it, Emily?
It is, yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. It is going to get loud in some areas because they are cicadas and they sing. Mm-hmm. But
wait a minute, Emily, is that what we're going to call it? They're singing? Okay.
Yep, that's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So this year is an unusual year for a couple of different reasons. First, we have two species of cicadas emerging this year. So we always have the dog day cicada coming out in about July. But this year, right now, we've got what is called the periodical cicadas emerging.
Mm-hmm.
And these are cicadas that have synchronized their life cycle, so they all come out at the same time. But they only come out every 17 years. So that's what part of why this is an exciting kind of ecological event.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, in Illinois, so there are what we call broods. So we have a brood of the 17-year cicada emerging here. Well, southern Illinois has a brood of what is known as the 13-year cicada. And you might guess that those emerge every 13 years.
Wow, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, and so the timing of these two broods emerging in the same year only happens every 221 years.
Wow. So this is the last time it did it. We didn't even, the United States wasn't even.
Well, it was 1803. So
okay.
The Louisiana Purchase.
Okay, there we go.
Had just been made. You know, for some historical context, this is a multi-generation event.
The point is, it's been a while.
It has been a while. Yeah. So that's kind of why it's exciting for us, you know, to know about not only the 17-year cicada, because 17 years is nothing to, you know, sneeze at,
mm-hmm.
but then we've got the 13-year happening too. So kind of exciting.
It is exciting, and obviously it's going to get loud. And when we talk, you know, I don't even want to discount that, because it's 90 decibels at times, and that's just like sticking real close to a lawnmower.
Yeah, yep. It can be quite loud, quite irritatingly loud. Conversations might be hard to have when you're in areas of really high population. 90 decibels is kind of like a lawnmower or a hairdryer, you know, kind of a significant sound in areas of high population. Now, I don't want people to get worried.
Right.
So we won't have such high populations everywhere. These cicadas have been feeding on the root material of woody plants for the last 17 years. So if you live in an area that has a lot of woody vegetation, think like woodlands or like along the rivers that we have in our area, back alleys or, you know, whatnot, that have been there for more than 17 years, you'll probably have higher populations. If you are not in an area, you know, let's think of like our downtown areas where there just isn't a large woodland area where they would have survive for 17 years, not going to have as high of populations. And so kind of, you know, folks can judge where they're at and get ready.
Well, and it's kind of a trade-off, isn't it? Yeah, there may not be many of a brood 17 or brood 13 down there, but there'll still be traffic noise that'll be going on. So it'll kind of, it'll still be loud, but it won't
well,
be because
that's all year long.
Yeah, there you go. So this is only going to be for a few months, really. And for those of you just tuning in, we have Emily Swihart, University of Illinois Extension Educator of Horticulture. And when we talk about the cicadas and the females laying their eggs, is there damage that could happen to our soil or trees? Or is there anything that we could maybe do to keep that from really the damage being stepped up?
Sure. So it's actually going to be beneficial to our soils.
Okay.
So these the nymphs is what it's called. It's kind of the teenage age of the life cycle. So they'll actually be emerging through the soil and naturally aerating our soil. So that's a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they emerge, they'll climb up a vertical surface, and then they will shed their exoskeleton. They'll develop those wings and get to the business of reproducing so that then another generation can be produced. When the females lay their eggs, they can do damage to small twigs on like newly planted trees, or the outer branches of our more mature trees, because they're cutting little slits mm-hmm. into that bark and laying eggs underneath the bark. So if we have newly planted trees or, you know, trees and shrubs that are smaller twigs on them, what we can do is we can wrap them in a fine netting to exclude the periodical cicadas from getting to those. That's the insecticide is not recommended. It's not shown to be very effective. Just exclusion. Just keep them away from your plants that you want to protect. Larger trees, they're going to be okay. They have a lot of plant material left. Even if they do sustain some damage, they'll be okay. Now, they will feed a little bit on the leaf material of woody plants. That's not their primary focus for these next 4 to 6 weeks. But you might see a little bit of chewing. Again, not a big concern, nothing to get excited about in terms of having to treat your plant.
With the sapling or those younger trees, where can you buy any nursery, or would some of the big box stores have that kind of wrap that you can use, or do you come up with something that you maybe have around the house?
Yeah, you can kind of all of them. There are sources on the internet you can order from. I would hurry up with that shipping.
Right.
Local, you know, large retailers, nurseries could have this type of material. It's almost like a tool material that you would want. It doesn't have to be anything overly expensive, because you're just going to be wrapping these trees for 4 to 6 weeks, and then you're going to be taking it off. Ideally, you would want something that has a finer mesh. So like bird netting is not recommended, because that is a larger mesh so the cicadas can get through. But like a less than a quarter of an inch in diameter openings would be ideal. Tool, you know, like from a craft store, I've seen recommended. You can choose whatever color you want. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Decorate your trees with that if you want.
Put a little fashion thing. Let the trees be able to.
If you want.
Don't want anything clashing. Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So, you can find it. You just need to make sure it's secured all the way to the base of the plant, so that those cicadas cannot crawl up and get trapped actually in your netting there.
Right. And again, the main thing is to move right now, because this is starting to happen around our area. So you don't want to wait until it's too late for those younger trees. And the adult trees that already have a fairly good bark on them, they should be okay.
Yeah, they should be okay. You might see some damage later in the summer. So they will do what is called flagging. So the outer perimeter of the tree might have some branches die. They might even fall to the ground. You know, if folks are concerned about it, certainly reach out to Extension. I'm happy to talk with people about it if they see that kind of damage. But keep in mind what had happened earlier in the year with these cicadas, and just know that those larger trees will recover from that outer perimeter damage.
It is amazing. If we give them a chance, it's they can get through a lot. We just have to take care of them, do our work now, and they'll be ready to bounce back here soon. Now, is there anything that is outside of the aerating the lawn and some of the things that the cicadas do, are there other benefits, or is this just more of a cicadas just come in to drive us a little crazy with all of the loud noises every summer?
Yeah, well, besides being just really cool occurrence, you know, every 17 years, that's an odd number to have your
Well, so is 13. You know, 13 and 17 are so odd anyway, yeah.
They are. And one of the theories as to why they do that is so that, because everybody's emerging at the same time, unlike our dog day cicada, they're not all emerging at the same time. All the entire population of these cicadas are emerging here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. One of the theories for what's happening is predator satiation. So like there's just not enough predators to eat all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the benefits of the cicadas is that our birds are going to have more food resources. Some of our small mammals are going to have more food resources. And so what we might see actually this next year is an influx in population in, like, say, songbirds. We might see more butterflies and moths survive because those caterpillars are not being eaten during this time period. The cicadas would be eaten.
Isn't that something?
Eaten.
Just the, it's a, you know, I feel like we have to sing something from The Lion King, the circle of life on this, but it really is amazing, isn't it, how it all works and everything kind of relies on another part to make it all go.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Nature is incredible. And yes, the singing is quite loud. That is to attract mates. And even though I really love humans, we are not the center of nature. And so when things like this happen, it's a nice reminder that there are other things at work here, you know, that we get to enjoy but we're not in charge of or the center of.
I do think it's interesting. It just hit on me now when you talked about Brood 13 and then Brood 17, and then there's the Dog Day cicadas.
Yeah.
And those are not, they're cicadas, but they're separate in some ways.
Yeah, it's a different species. There are different species of cicadas. Even in the 17-year and 13-year cicadas, there are different species emerging. They're very hard to tell apart, so nobody needs to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't have to go out and start idea. Oh, I know what this one is, just to show off to my wife.
If she's impressed by that, knock yourself out. But it's just a different cicada that we'll also have in July. So this, you know, when July comes and we start hearing the cicadas again, know that that's our annual cicada emerging.
Well, this is great. And Emily Swihart, University of Illinois Extension Educator of Horticulture. I think it's interesting. Obviously, we didn't cover everything here. So, and there are other things that will come up that won't be cicadas related. But what is a way to maybe get a hold of you or the website for the University of Illinois Extension?
Yeah, you can find us at extension.illinois.edu/HMRS. It will be a direct link to the local extension. And folks can get a hold of me there. You can email or call, as well as our other program offerings through Extension.
Well, I've learned more about the cicadas than I've had, and I've been around for a while, but I've learned more just in these last few minutes here with you, Emily. Thank you for educating the rest of us, too, and look forward to talking to you again.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me.